the Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the Duchess of the Chart, the female with the Fibonacci's. It's Nicola Duke. You all right, Nick?
Hello. Yeah, very good, thanks.
I'm feeling quite perky this morning.
Are you?
Do you know sometimes you get a decent bit of sleep and you don't wake up once during the night or anything, and you wake up and you just feel comfortable in your body, you know, in my body, your body, everybody with their body.
You know, whatever you are, I'm the opposite today.
Are you? Maybe I can send you some energy.
Thanks.
Okay.
Please do.
Let's get on to the charts then. So you've had a request for Incondesi. Now, you called us very well recently. NCCL, they had a breakout. Haven't checked the chart recently. What's it looking like?
So Incondesi, if people look at a weekly chart, Incondesi is making an inverted head and shoulders bottom. Mm-hmm. And the big move that we saw last week put us above the 200-week moving average, which is a really good bullish sign. But we have, as very common in an inverted head and shoulders pattern, we've stalled at the neckline. And the neckline resistance is at 8. And you'll see that that's a big level. That was the high in January 2016. That was the high in September 2014. That was the top of the big gap in November 2013. So that's our level that we have to overcome. We're coming back now, I think, to retest support. And support is about 6 or 5.8, which is where the 200-week moving averages. So, you know, and I think that we'll see a bit of consolidation before, because we need a lot of energy to break through that 8 level and the neckline. But then, you know, then when we do, off we go, really. 16 is the next target. Well, the head and shoulders pattern neckline is going to be about 14, but I think we're going much higher. This is my favorite looking chart.
Okay, cool. Favorite looking chart. That's nice. That's a nice affirmation there. Okay, Newog is the next one. New Oil and Gas, or New Oil and Gas for today. Marginal Field Development Company, in which New holds a 50% interest, has signed a collaborative agreement with COSL Drilling Pan Pacific, a major drilling contractor, to work with them on the marginal fields. So a bit of news out there from Newog. What do you reckon on the chart, though, Nicola?
Newog, you know, this is quite interesting. So we had this amazing rally in September 2016, and really since then we've been, you know, consolidating, but we've been consolidating in the top half of that range. Each time we've really dipped back to the 61.8 fib retracement. We've bounced quite nicely back to the top. You know, we're bouncing around in this golden ratio. Do I think that this push higher, this really nice move that we've seen today, is enough to get us out? It might be, but there is a risk, you know, that we're making a big wedge and we need one more trip to the bottom. So the mid pivot, there's a middle pivot, which is the opening price, which is at 5.23. It would be really positive if we could close above that today. Then I think that we could continue higher to at least 0.7, potentially 0.8, you know, before you make another dip back.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, all right. Venture Life Group is the last one. VLG, in a trading update, they reported that accelerated revenue growth in the first half has continued. It's always nice to hear that, into the second half of the year, with our expanding order book and strengthening the euro converting into greater revenue and profitability. VLG.
VLG. You know, so this has been in a decline, basically, since it started in 2014, and if you draw Fibonacci retracement from that high back in 2014 to the September 2016 low, then our first resistance level is the 23.6 Fibonacci, which is at 59.75, and guess what, that is the high today, and that's the price where we're at now. So that is the level where we failed when we had a go in November. So another inverted head and shoulders neckline. We've broken back above the 200-day with, you know, really good volume today and a really impulsive move. But we have to close above 59.75. And then when we do, we're going to go to the 50% retracement, which is 78.50.
Okay, lovely stuff. Nick, if you can send me those annotated charts, I'll put them on the company pages of Vox Markets at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thank you. Speak tomorrow.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.